Okay, back to Tfilas Etzba Mefagelis. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Omar Av Yehuda ben Rav Chiya shemati she Tfilas Etzba Mefagelis b'chatas ha'pnimi shama ilfo mokami de Rabba Pada omalei klum lomad ha'pigla m'shlamim ma'al shlamim ein Tfilas Mefagelis af chatos ain't Tfilas Etzba Mefagelis. So he told him, "Chayakom Mishlomim Lomadnu, Hey Mashlomim, Sheloy Lishmona Imoytzi Mnei Pigul, Avchad Shoshmona Imoytzi Mnei Pigul, El Ma Yisachomei Biyuko Koasi, Chonami Biyuko Asi." Okay, so we got a clock eye in that as far as what the Havamin of the Gemara was. To learn Pigul from Shlomim. The Gemara says, "Amar Shemalevi, Baliz Mishamati, Shetfil Zatzma Mefagelis. Toi Bar Shlokish, Klum Lamad, Pigul Elam Shlomim? Mal Shlomim ain't Tfil Zatzma Mefagelis, Bo Avchatas ain't Tfil Zatzma Mefagelis, Bo." Same question, Vyachom Mashlom Shalishmani, Mazi Lavchat Shalishmani, Mazi Bifigul? Mazi Bachanina in Hakom Mishlomim Lamadnu. That's by all kachim time shalom lishmon shenei negel b'pesach b'chatas b'luvad. Elam yisachamei ma shalom tov apesul b'amaytzim nepigul, v'vil nepigul. So two over here. Achanami by chatas tov apesul b'amaytzim nepigul v'tov makav v'midepigul. So the Gemara says like this. So we're back to the question of Tfilas Etzba Mefagelis. Omar Rav Mori Afanana Mitanina Detanan. And this is where we left off in this Mishnah. Zaklau Kol HaKoymeitz Oynoisim Bekli Moilech Maktir. All of these things are Mefagel the Korban by a Mincha. Bishloim HaKoymeitz has an equivalency by a Zevach that's Shoichet. Moilech is Moilech. Makter nami einu zoyrek. Elo noisim bekli mainiu. Ask the Gemara, what's the shaykhus of noisim bekli? Ilei medidomi lekabolem midomi. Hasam ameloch yu koshokal v'romila. Over here it's yu v'koshokal v'romila. So there's no shaykhus. So this is where we were schwitzing last week. Very unclear, the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that the Gemara is basically trying to create this chiddush that anything that's ma'akev, there's a din, that's shaloi lishma apostles, and the Gemara, and from there the Gemara wants to say, who didn't feel as that's but mefagelis. And the Gemara is proving this from the fact that you see that by a mincha, you have an avoida which has no shutef. In a zevach, and it's still possible, which namely is nesina bekli, right? And that's what the Gemara. The Gemara concludes: Elomai is muchach without any doubt. Kivin the loisagi the loyoyev al koch avoda chashuvi hachanami by tefilas etzba is the same halacha. Since it's loisagi the loyoyev, some amele loyoyev hachay al koch haynu halacha. Okay. So several difficulties we have here in the Gemara. One was what we asked last week at Stam. The whole conclusion of the Gemara, that there's no way to learn Noisim Bekli by Mincha without coming onto this Chiddush, that anything that's Loisagi de Loyover Hachi makes it possible, is very difficult. Because Noisim Bekli has the biggest similarity to a zevach than any of the other avodas. Koymitz is shchita. It's not shchita. no shaykhus to shchita. Elamai, there's a similarity. So noisim beklidach zechazeh. And the Gemara dismisses it completely because of a very small distinction. The Gemara dismisses it because midami, the Gemara says, hosam over there, the Gemara says, it's memela and hachi yuka yarvlei. So everybody schwitzes on this. Hachi yuka shakov ramilei. Everybody schwitzes on this. This is much more similar. Noisim bekli is much more similar to Kabbalah than Kaimitz is similar to Shechita. Right? On any scale, it's much more similar. The Brisker Rav, therefore, the way he wants to understand the sugya is that the Gemara sees the difference between Zvicht, between Kabbalah and the Sinis Pekli as who's doing the Avodah. By Kabbalah, normally, because it's Memela, the one that's holding the Kli, he's the Baal Avodah. Because nothing's happening from the other side. So all there is a Kabbalah. Right? Mashenke in the Sinai Bekli, the one who puts it in, he's the Baal Avodah. The one who's holding the Kli Lachar is not the Baal Avodah. Right? But I couldn't get it. Rav Aaron Leib says a similar approach. Yibad L'chaim Tovim to the Brisker Rav. I don't understand exactly. So fine. So it's a question, who's doing the Avodah? Why would that be fine? See, the Gemara can clear. So who's the one that could pass him? In other words, who's the one that could pass him? The Noisin or the Makabal, I understand. By the way, the Rambam is Takamashma like that. That's why I asked the Elam to look up this Rambam. Because the Rambam, he actually says in when he talks about Makach and Mincha, it's mashma that the one who holds the mincha, holds the kli, is not doing nothing. Because if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, in Maisa Karbonis, Halacha Yud Gimel, Mekashin mincha bekli, Shal gabi karka. The koimsin bekli shal gabi karka. You could be Kaddish the mincha with a kli on the karka, you could be koimitz the mincha when it's on the karka. The aim mekachin koimetz bekli shal gabi kak. So the Rambam is mashma that the one who's holding the kli is doing nothing more than making the kli roy to be able to be mekadosh the mincha. In other words, the Rambam says a kli shoris is fully operable. That's the way the Rambam reads. Kli shoris is fully operable to be mekadosh the mincha. When you put the mincha into the kli shoris is mekadosh the mincha. And then he says the kmitza. The klisharis is operating. Klisharis doesn't have to be held in order for it to be operable. It's working off klisharis. And then the Rambam says, but ein mekachin is a koimitz beklishal gabi kark. Right? All I'm telling you is that l'choritz muchrich in the Rambam, like the Brisker Rav, which is that the one who's holding the kli is doing nothing. Because otherwise, the Rambam is wording it fadreit. The Rambam, the point is not that the klisharis doesn't work when it's on the ground. The point is that the way of being makadish the kmitza is by being makabel the mincha. Okay? It doesn't even belong in this Rambam. This Rambam is coming to say you should know you don't need the klisharis in the hands. You can leave the klisharis on the ground for A, B, C, but for it to be mekadosh the koimetz, the mincha klisharis can't be al gabi kark. He's clearly saying that the one that's being mekadosh the mincha is the noisim bekli, not the one who's holding the kli. I understand that. So that taka stems with this briskov and asa here, that the briskov taka says that. That attack it, this doesn't work. By dam noifel memeil nechshav kabbalah. Zok the Brisker Rav. Koimitz torach kiddush beklisharis kimavur besaita. Zok down. What's the pshat? V'hanidu im besugya miu ha'ovid es avoid es hakabbalah. Who's called the avoid? Ha'oich es hakli oyanoisim b'ay. That's what he says. And that's the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Midomi, by the Kabbalah Saddam, the one who's holding the Kli. Yeah? But what's fair to me is, fine, I understand. I understand. Fine. So the Noisein is a Mekadosh. No, all I'm saying is, I don't accomplish so much with the Brisker Rav's Teretz. Brisker Rav is basically saying that you should know by a mincha, it's very different than dam. By dam, there's a makabel. By mincha, there's really no makabel. The makabel is nothing more than taking the kli off the karka. Yeah, that there's a side halacha that the kli shoras is not makadish to koimitz. The kli shoras mostly works even when it's on the ground. But for the koimitz, it doesn't work when it's on the ground. It's like kosef. It doesn't make it. That's not the point. Is not why not. The point is, how does it work? So the Brisker Rav is saying, it's not really the one who's holding the kli. He's really almost a ma'ase koif. He's almost a monkey, right? That's all he is. Lamaisa, but then all to me that all that explains to me is one thing. It explains to me why the Gemara uses the words Hocho Memela or Hosa Memela Vahocha Yu Karami Vishokale. So that the Brisker Rav is answering for me. Meaning, let's go this way. I could have asked on the Gemara, this is what I'm trying to say, because this wasn't really what was bothering us. I could have asked you a different kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Midami Hosa Memela Hocha Yu Kashokale Varami. I could have asked you on the Gemara, what do you mean? Shakal v'rami is just what you're doing. But the Kabbalah is Mamela. So it's Hagbor, right? Most of the Rishonim hold, Hagbor is not picking it up. Talking about by Kinyan Hagbor. Hagbor is holding it up. Right? So if I take something and I go like that, I don't move at all, I'm also kind of a Hagbor. Whether it's a Tefach, whether it's Gimel Tfachim, it's not the Maiseh Hagbor. It's that the thing is held up through me. Okay? So Hagbar is also like a memela. Whether you pick it up or not, it's when you're picking it up, you're just bringing it to the right place where the Hagbar has to be. Right? Let's say my hand is already 3 tefachim up. It's fine, so that's Hagbar. Right? I have to go like this. That's Hagbar. It's mugba mikoichi. So you could stop asking the kash on the Gemara. The Gemara says, by a mincha, it's Yuka Shaka Varomi. That's not even true. The Avodah really is being in the Kli. So it's exactly like Kabbalah Saddam. They're both Memela. Ground of the blood is coming in Memela. And over here also, the Kabbalah is the Memela of the Mincha sitting in the Kli Shoras. Same thing. So if that would have been Akasha, more of a Taich kasha, more of an art scroll kasha, right? What's Taich in the Gemara? L'chayra, by mincha and dam, it's the same thing. Even though mincha, you're putting the mincha in, but that's not the avoida. The avoida is that it's in the kli. So it's namish the same. Answer is no. If that would have been our question, then the Brisker Rav's teretz is very clear. No, you're making a mistake. By a mincha, the nesina b'kli is not the fact that it's in the kli. It's the fact that you're putting it into the kli. Okay. So what I gained from Brisker Rav is that now I could translate the Gemara. But I still have the same kasha. Why is the putting in the kli so much more different than Kabbalah? That it's worse than Kmitza's Daimet Tashchit. That's what I'm trying to say. Where we're coming from, the Brisker Rav is not really answering the kash. Brisker Rav is answering a different kash. Brisker Rav is answering, L'chayr by Mincha it's also Memela. Teretz is no. By Mincha it's not Memela. By Mincha, the one who's holding the Kli is really doing nothing other than he's taking it off the ground. And the kiddush of the mincha is putting it into the kli. Fine. But again, does not answer the kasha that we had, which was fine. But still, It's why is that worse than kmitz as daim and shechita? That's the catch. Why is that worse than kmitz as daim and shechita? We're not talking about them. We're not talking about them. We're talking about mincha. Zev, what does Kabbalah do? Maybe you tell me. And then I can listen to your Torah. What's Kabbalah do? Translate it. What does Kabbalah accomplish? What? There's a Gemara what it accomplishes. It's Mekadosh the Dam for Zrike. That's what it accomplishes. It's Mekadosh the Dam for Zrike. Period. And what does Nesinos Kmitza B'mincha B'kli do? Mekadosh the Kmitza for Mizbeach. Forget everything. So the question is, does Nesina B'kli accomplish what Kabbalah Saddam accomplishes? The answer is one word. Yes. And you can add an absolutely if you want to it. Absolutely yes. So what I'm asking you is very simple. The Brisker Rav is explaining to me that the Avodah is coming from a different angle. By Kabbalah Saddam, the blood is coming from the guy holding the kli. And by the mincha, the avodah is coming from the one who's putting it in the kli. I understand that. No problem. I got that. And I'm even medayek from Rambam like that. The Rambam is saying that, l'chayra. But I'm asking, fine. But still, I have no problem going. Kmitza is doimet eshchita. Nesina b'kli is doimet to Kabbalah. That's my problem. So from where I'm coming from, I don't see what's answered by telling me who's doing the avodah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why the ilum is to me this is so. It's aleph. What I'm asking is aleph bez. It's not even gimel. It's aleph bez. I'm asking. It's aleph. I'm asking. The Brisker Rav is the only thing the Brisker Rav is answering for us is what the Gemara means when it says. That I understand. That without the Brisker Rav, we'd be able to ask that even by a mincha it's memela. Because what's really giving the Kedusha is the fact that it's sitting in the Kli Shoras. The answer is no. By mincha, it's not that it's sitting in the Kli Shoras. It's not the one that's holding it, holding the Kli. He's a monkey. Right? He's not really the one being the Mekadosh. The Mekadosh is the one who's putting it into the Kli. The Narvos, the Rambam, that the way you're Mekadosh, the Kmitza, has to be, it can't be a Kli Shagabi Karka. Okay, done. But I'm asking the same question. But just like you had no problem going Kmitza's Doimit Shechita, so now Nesina B'Kli, not Kabbalah B'Kli, Nesina B'Kli is similar to Kabbalah. Kabbalah's Mizamin and Makdish the blood for Zrika. And the Sina B'Kli is Mazman the Kmitza factor. Beautiful. That's all I'm saying. So we were coming from the same show. Okay. So that remains difficult. Zog the Gemara. Ella must be. So again, assuming that the Gemara has a kasha, that Kmitza is not, that the Sina B'Kli is not dormant to anything. El must be kivin lo yisagin lo yoav al koch avoyde chashuvi. Hachanami, same thing over here, same halacha applies. Kivin lo yisagin lo yoav al koch avoyde halacha. Fine. So here the Gemara is clear, for some reason. The Gemara considers nesina b'kli avoyde by menachas. And once it's that, from there we can learn that tefilas etzba by Chatas Sapnimis is also an avoid. For some reason, the Gemara says, Hainu Hoylocha. Hainu Hoylocha. Why Hoylocha? You didn't do anything yet. You put your hand in the blood. What's the Hoylocha? You didn't move. The blood didn't move out of the kli. Tefilas etzba mefagelas means when I put my finger into the blood, that's mefagel the mincha. I didn't do anything yet. I just put my finger in the blood. I did zero. Why is that mefagel? So if you look, for some reason the Gemara calls that halacha. If you look in Rambam, in Perek Yud Zayin, it's actually outline bays. Maybe that's what I said, but look at the next halacha gimel. The Rambam paskins like our Gemara. And the Rambam taka says that filas etzba mefagelas, b'dam chatas mefagelas. And he says, why? Harei ze kimechashiv b'shas hazoy. It's as though you had that kavana at the time of Hazor. So the Rambam is calling it Hazor. The Rambam is calling it spritzing. The Gemara by us is calling it Halacha. And if you look at the whole pattern of Agamar, because Agamar is going to go from there to Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. If it's Hazor, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanan. Rav Shimon and Rabbanan have a Machlokes by Halacha. Halacha is a avodah shav shalavatlo. Rav Shimon holds it's not mafagel, and the Chacham holds it is mafagel, right? The Rambam is saying that tefilas dam, although logically the Rambam makes a lot of sense, because l'chayr it is more doimit to hazor than halacha. It's more part of the ma'isa hazor than the ma'isa of halacha. Halacha, the malacha, the avoid of halacha is taking the blood from location A to location B. Tfilas etzba b'dam, you're doing nothing as far as moving the blood around. The only thing you could say is that it's part of the hazor. So that's how the Rambam goes. So if not for our Gemara, the Rambam would read very well. But our Gemara is very clear that it's halacha, and the Rambam is calling it hazor. Exactly. No problem. And halacha is a separate avodah. Hazor is one avodah, and halacha is another avodah. And if it's part of hazor, then even Rav Shimon would agree that it's mefagel. It's part of zrika. Now look how the Gemara reads. The Gemara goes, and the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that this is tani chada. The Gemara says it's machlekes. The Gemara says, "Loi loi lam the domi lekabol the kamer tocham emel of mikoshok of yarv kiveni the matan kliu mali emel mali koshok of yarv," which is what we were asking. Ketanoi tani chadot tefilas etzba mefagelas pechados v'tani idoch tefilas etzba loy mefagelas my lav tanoi machlekes tanoi loy. The Gemara says no. Really, everybody holds tefilas etzba as mefagel, but harabbanon of Rav Shimon holds halacha is never mefagel. Any halacha is not mefagel, and therefore tefilas etzba is also not mefagel. And the chachamim who hold halacha is mefagel, they hold tefilas etzba mefagel. So the Gemara couldn't be clearer that tefilas etzba is midin halacha. Couldn't be clearer, the Gemara. And the Rambam is telling us it's hazor. It's mamish a plea. Now, if you look in that same Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, you look at the Mishnah Melech. Perek Hamad is vochem, toni chodot tefilas etzba mefagelas, tani yochem mefagelas. Ho Rabbonon, ho Rav Shimon. So Mishnah Melech says, he doesn't understand what's going on. Mishnah Melech says, Meduba kam b'chatois ha-pnimis. Ubohem moid Rav Shimon she'yof shalavat lo. Later on, the Gemara is going to bring down that the chatois ha-pnimis, even if Shimon agrees, halacha passes. We spoke about this 3 weeks ago already. That by chatois ha-pnimis, where the Shechit is in the Hazorah, right? And the Hazorah is in the Lefnim. So there you have to do halacha. It's tzi'ef shalavatla. There even Rav Shimon agrees that it passes. Because it's tzi'ef shalavatla. Okay? So the Mishnah Mach is asking a halach-based question. It's a halach-based question. How could the Gemara say, Hor Rabbonin or Rav Shimon, but Tfilas Etzba is ma'akev over here? What about the Chatoris Apnimius? Well, Halacha is ma'akev here. So if you're telling me that the Tfilas Etzba is part of the Halacha, by Chatoris Apnimius, even Rav Shimon agrees the Halacha is ma'akev. And that the Gemara says clearly. If you look at the Gemara in your Dalit, the Gemara says clearly. So the Mishnah Melech is bothered. How could the Gemara say, Hor Rav Shimon or Rabbanon? In this case, even Rav Shimon agrees it's Ma'akev. Which obviously may give us insight why the Rambam took a different Mahalech. The Rambam Dafka strayed away from Halacha, potentially, because the Rambam, it didn't work. We still have to pshat in our Gemara, but it didn't work. Because it didn't work for the Rambam, because Chatoris HaPnimius, even Rav Shimon agrees it's Halacha Shiev Shalavatla. So the Rambam was stuck. We have to see. He obviously can't. But I'm just saying, the Rambam had this challenge in the Gemara, in this part of the Gemara, that Lachari here we're dealing, unless you say that at this point in the Gemara held that Alibi the Rav Shimon, Halacha is not ma'akev by Chatoris HaPnimius. But Taka, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, and you Dalit, that Chatoris HaPnimius, Halacha is ma'akev, the Gemara, then it could no longer be working midin Halacha. Because the bottom line is, we have a braisa. The Tani Chodo, Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas, Tani Yidach, Tfilas Etzba Eina Mefagelas. So either way, we have this two opinions. And for that, the Gemara concludes, Horav Shimon HaRabbonin. On that, there's no reversal in the Gemara. So that stays. That stays. That the Braisa that says that Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas is going like the Rabbonin, the Braisa that says Tfilas Etzba Eina Mefagelas is Alibi the Rav Shimon. That's Yehimuna Chatshiyov Eliyo. That stays, right? That the Gemara never reversed. But the fact that the Gemara calls Tfilas Etzba Halacha, that maybe was reversed. The Rambam had a raya that it was reversed. Because the Gemara in conclusion comes out that Bachatos HaPnimius, even according to Rav Shimon, Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas. Right? In the Maskona. So if Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas, according to the Maskona of the Gemara, even according to Rav Shimon, so then you can't say that the Braisa that says Eina Mefagelas is a libid of Rav Shimon. Unless you say that the Eina Mefagelas is, that the Mefagel of Eina Mefagel is working with some other lumdas. And that's where the Rambam is stuck in Azor. We'll see why. But I think that that's the Poshup San Rambam. That the Rambam held that the Gemara's Havamina can hold through till the Maskana. Because no question, the Gemara in the Havamina is calling it Halacha for whatever reason. You have to know why the Gemara calls it Halacha. But the Gemara is calling it Halach. Tfilas Etzba, but the Gemara is calling it Halach. At the same time, the Gemara is saying that Rav Shimon would say it's not, doesn't make it possible. And then the Maskana of the Gemara is that by Chatoris HaPnimius, even Rav Shimon agrees it's Mefaga. So something doesn't go. That's why the Rambam, the Rambam switched it to being Tchilas Hazor, or part of Hazor, part of Melechus Hazor. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Irav Shimon, my ayat tfilas etzba. If you're going alibi the Rav Shimon, that the reason why it's not mafagel is because it's tfilas etzba. You have a better reason. Omar, Rav Shimon says a rule. Kol she'ini al mizbech achitz in kishlomim ein be mishim pigul. So it can't be Rav Shimon anyway. Hovah Rabbonon, kam bechatos achitzonius, kam bechatos apnimius. Chatos, this one, chatos achitzonius, and chatos apnimius. Chatos achitzonius, the Torah doesn't say v'tovah. Now this is also a plea. So in other words, the word v'tovel is only found by the chatois apnimis. By chatois achitzenis, it doesn't say v'tovel. Yet, you definitely need to do tefilas etzba. That's the only way to do the avodah. Right? So the Gemara says, says v'lokach in the Torah, the osi koif, and if a koif came, v'romi le'ayode, boy le'mishkel zimna achire, k'madik sivitov al domi k'mash malon. So the Gemara says like this, granted, by the chatois achitzoinus, the Torah doesn't say v'toval, but the v'tovel is still a necessity because the Torah says v'lokach, and the only way for lokach to be miskayim is for the kohen to stick his hand into the blood. Because otherwise, if you have any other means of getting the blood onto the yad kohen, it's not, you're not yotze. In fact, on a side note, this is not for now because it would be a shir on its own. There's a big shaila whenever the Torah says v'lokach. Is it the maisa lekicha, or is it the fact that it's in your hand? L'moshe, what would be the halacha by the dalad minim? See, here the Gemara says, yosi koif v'chomi lei, then it won't work. Right? That's what the Gemara says. There's a machlekes between the Chazon Ish, in Ilchus Sukkah, and the Binyan Shlomer of Shlomer Katz in Vilna, and his tshuvas. If somebody would pick up the dalad minim before Alois HaShachar, and continue to hold it after Alois HaShachar, would he mekayim a mitzvah? So Shlomo Katz Mivilna says yes. He says lekicha means in your hand, not the taking. Well, yeah, I mean it's not even the end result. That's what it means. In other words, the word lekicha is not going on it. That's what lekicha means. Holding it is lekicha. Okay. So according to him, the putting it into the taking it is bechlal not negeh. The Tzitz Eliezer Grada, Paskins and his Chuvas, like this of Shlomo Katz Mivilna, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody who is somewhat incapacitated, they don't have the ability to pick up minim. But you could put it into their hand and they could hold it. So the Tzitz Eliezer holds, they can make a bracha. Because the bracha is going on the fact that the minim are in your hand. Just like of Shlomo Katz. The Chazon Ish held that the word lekicha means to take it. It's similar to like we have the shayla by a mezuzah. The Orach HaShulchan holds the mitzvah mezuzah because the Torah writes, uchsavtem al mezuzahs beisecho. The Torah doesn't say, ukvatem. The Netziv in the Shiltis has a whole discussion about this. What the mitzvah of mezuzah is. The ksiv almanas lekvoya, the pashtus. You'd say the mitzvah is the kviyas mezuzah. The Orach HaShulchan says the mitzvah is that it should be. The kviyah is just a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, the Orach HaShulchan paskins la'alocha. If you have an incapacitated person, and they make a shliach to hang up the mezuzah. So by other mitzvahs, truma, kedoyme, if you make a shliach to be mafresh truma, so the shliach makes the bracha. Not the mishalech. That's the rule all over. The shliach is the one that's doing afroshim. He makes the bracha on Afroshes Trume, right? And that's all over. There's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos brings down a marash, a chiddush din, that Bein HaShmoshes, if a woman tells a goy to light Ner Shabbos, that's the halacha Bein HaShmoshes. You could tell a goy to light a Ner Shabbos if it wasn't lit. So the Mogen Avraham brings down from the marash that the woman makes the bracha lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. And the Rav Shlomo Klugel and his Chivas Alokha Shlomo, he's mafli on it. He says, "Ein ele divrei buris. How could you have that? You're making a brocha on a maisa goy. A goy is not a bar shlichus. The whole thing doesn't." So the way we understood the Mogen Avraham is the Mogen Avraham holds a hadlokah as Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah to have a hadlokah. It's not like a Ner Chanukah where hadlokah is a mitzvah. Where if you make a shlich, of course, the madlik is the one that makes the brocha. By Ner Shabbos, the mitzvah is that there should be a hadlokah. Not that you should. And the Raya, if you look at Rambam in Perek Lamed, in Cheshabbos, the Rambam says that it's mikovad ayoyim, sheyuneiro is the lukim bevesoy. Not sheyeh madlik. Sheyuneiro is the lukim bevesoy be'erev Shabbos. That's Mikvoy Rayoy. Could be Tudinim of Kovet and Oynik, but that's what the Rambam says. So therefore, that would explain the Mogen Avraham. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that if somebody is actually in the house, you have an old person, can't hang up the mezuzah. The shliach hangs up the mezuzah. The fellow could make the bracha. The balabayas can make the bracha, because the mitzvah is the heftzah that the mezuzah is on the door. The mitzvah is not the kviyas. So even though the bracha has in it a madeya of legvoya, right, which is a little difficult because the Gemara on Shabbos uses the madeya bracha as a proof to the heftzah shal mitzvah. The Yerushalmi uses in Rosh Hashanah l'shmoya kol shoy for the mitzvah shmiya. So you very often the madeya bracha translates, it captures what the mitzvah is, but by Neil Shabbos it comes out from the Rambam, from the Mogen Avraham, that it's not that way. And by, according to Aruch HaShulchan, the Kviyas Mezuzah is also like that. That the Likvoya. How do you navigate with the Sugi and Shabbos? There's a way to navigate it. Because the Gemara on Shabbos seems to say that you could bring a Raya from the Matbeya Brocha, what the Heftzah Shel Mitzvah is. So I think the way to explain it, according to Aruch HaShulchan and Marash, is that there are two extremes. By Hanukkah, the Gemara is a Havamine, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Hanukkah is a mitzvah would mean that you do not need Adloka Bichlal. You could have a nail, Hidlik or Cheo Shaita Vikot, like the Gemara says, or the nail could have been lit for a different reason, no association to Ner Hanukkah, and then you put it down, L'shem Ner, L'shem Adloka. If the Hadlaka doesn't play a role in the Machshir Shel Mitzvah, then it wouldn't be reflected in the Matbeya Bracha. That's the Gemara's Raya. Because there the Gemara is dealing with two extremes. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, or Hanukkah is a mitzvah. If Hanukkah is a mitzvah, means it's completely divorced from Hadlaka. There's no Shaychas. The Hadlaka does nothing for the mitzvah. There's no requirement even, forget what the Kiyum Mitzvah is. There's no even requirement for it to happen. So then, the Matbeya Brocha would be inaccurate if it would be Lahadlik. Because it does not reflect the Kiyum, and it doesn't even reflect the Machshil of the Mitzvah. Whereas by Mezuzah, a Kviya is a requirement. That is a requirement. See, even though the Kiyum may be having the Mezuzah, and therefore the one who is there at the time, the Balabayas, can make the Brocha, according to Aruch HaShulchan. It's not a question of Matbeya Brocha. I mean, this is a topic more that's not really Shaychus. The point here is that our Gemara L'chaira is a Raya to the Chazon Ish. Because our Gemara is saying that since it says V'lokach by the Dam, so therefore the Gemara says that Yossi Koy V'Romalei Ayodei, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara seems to be saying that the mitzvah of Lekicha includes the taking of the blood. And it's not talking about Afkadam, it's talking about the word V'lokach. The Gemara says that since it says V'lokach, and Yossi Koy V'Romile Ayodei Boi L'Mishkel Zimna Achrine, he would have to do it again. Eim HaKamandich Sivitov Al Kamash Malon. Okay, now, it's a little bit difficult, but that could be what the Gemara is bavoning. The mash mahochi. That's why the Torah didn't say v'toval, to let you know that that's not part of the avoda. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, it is fair, because once the Gemara is concluding here that the v'tfila is a requirement, so it's yev shalavatla. L'maisa, it's yev shalavatla. So the shaloi l'shma, so it should possible. L'maisa, the Gemara is saying that in both chatas ha-chitzoyne and chatas ha-pnimius are the same. Both cases, the kohen has to do a maisa tefillah. And if he doesn't do a tefillah, you have to do it again. The Gemara says, if yossi kohen for romi le'ayodei, he has to do it again. That's what comes out from the Gemara. So l'chara, the Gemara seems to be saying that it is ma'akev. So who cares if the Torah used the lashon v'toval or v'lokach? L'mayis etziyev shalavakla. So the kavona should be makiv. The Gemara is saying, but the chatois, hachitzoinis, even the chachomim agree that it's not makiv. Okay, we ran out of time today, so we still have a lot to do on the sugya. If I could ask the Olam to add also the Rambam for next week, the Rambam, Psulim Mekdoshim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel. And if you could look at this Mishnah Melech, Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Beis. And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky in Menoches, in the Tosefta, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. So, Polina, the next week we'll try to finish this sugya.
The Rambam and Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, or Halacha Chav Gimel, and the Mishlemelech is Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Beis.
And Chazon Yecheskel, I could give it to you. Chazon Yecheskel is in Tosefta in Menoches. Ari, I'll give you the Chatzkel Abramsky, okay? Yes, it's Halacha Yud Aleph.
But then from the Shabbos, from the, I mean, the Brach is Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos, right? And
because it's because it needs, it has to be done for Kavod Shabbos.
Right.
That's the difference. The candle has to be lit for Kavod Shabbos. So even though the Kiyum Mitzvah is having it, but the Hechsher is a requirement.
But then how does that work with the Pshat? And,
by the Chanukah.
No, Chanukah I understand. But the Pshat, I think it's in Parshas Balo.